Welcome to Sans episode 12. Sans number 13 will cover the newsletter because I think that this will be more efficient for me, and since I still need to read at the current time I'm recording this newsletter as well as getting it into a Braille file, I don't want to delay something that could be of value for one. And for two, we know that since I'm doing Sans in Braille now, even though I could probably do this in about 10 to 20 minutes, this will make for a very lengthy podcast. So starting with this ouch, I am going to go ahead and do it as a separate podcast as part of the Sans series, but will completely do it differently. It's the beginning of the month, and as I said, ouch was done in episode 3, so go back to that one to learn more. They talk about Emily again, and this one talks about how cyber criminals exploit your emotions. So the fictitious Emily gets a call from her daughter, Jamie, and is asked to send $800 because her phone's not working and she can't talk now, and she is in a rut because she needs the $800 to buy a phone. And Emily, being the mother or the grandmother or however you want to look at the relationship, goes ahead and wires the money because she knows that her daughter needs to have this done. Emily, whether it's the mother, the grandmother, what have you, is at the store with an armful of groceries. She knows that her daughter's in a different state, doing different things, but when she eventually called her daughter didn't know anything about the $800. And when her mother or grandmother, whoever this is, who it's probably the mother, but you can see a grandmother doing this too, looked at this with fresh eyes, she realized she was scammed. Luckily, it was only $800, but it could have been a lot worse. So they talk about the text message, which I basically have just done. And I gotta correct the name. The name is Emma, not Emily, but you get the idea. And I do want to make it known that this is a mother, not a grandmother. But as you can see, as I was telling the story, your grandmother could be called or texted with the same thing. So, I want to make sure that we get everything as close to accurate as possible. But even if I change the name in the story, the events, I'm going to try and keep as real. So, there are 5 different items here. Urgency, act now or lose something. So, there is time pressure. And this is, hey, you need to do this right now because otherwise this is what's going to happen. So the typical thing that is sent is something like, your bank account has been compromised. Verify your identity within 2 hours or you will lose access to your funds. Now, I've seen messages like this in text and email, and I've not lost a single dime. And, oh, by the way, one of these items in this newsletter I just got today, recording time, which is May 3rd, and at the current time it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but I got this several hours ago, shortly after reading the newsletter, before I ended up getting a phone call. I actually wanted to do some other things and then do this recording, but I got a phone call. But the point of the matter is that one of these I actually got today, and we're going to show you this. So there are bulleted items. So the first one is, your payment is completed. I've seen a lot of these. Hey, you just paid $600 to renew your Norton subscription, but yet you never made a payment. Your password is about to expire. Update it immediately. And they provide you a link. Your password doesn't expire. You have to expire your password by changing it. Contact the company by using verified info, such as a phone number you have that's on a bank statement or your credit card. So that is the first thing that you need to do. Look for vague details. Legitimate companies will give you all of your details, not just vague details. Hey, your account is over quota. It's taking 106% of your space. Therefore, this is why you can't upload anymore. So you're on this package where the word this is a package name, say 5 gigs, and you're taking 6.5 gigs. So until you deal with that, either I can upgrade you or I can do this. That would be an example of a real thing. Not, you need to update your account and its space. Click here to do that. In all actuality, when it comes to web hosting, you can't change that. The person managing the space has to do that. But this is the type of vagueness that I'm trying to portray. Fear. Something bad will happen. They use fear to create panic. Send me the money, or, you know, I'm probably not going to live, type of message. This is the government. You owe back taxes. You better pay your money or you'll be arrested. That's one, and that's being paraphrased. A virus has been detected on your device. Call this number for support. That we've seen for many, 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 many years. Probably less now than it used to be, but I remember this being very prevalent in the early 2000s and probably in the mid 2000s. I don't see them nowadays, but from what we can see here, they're making a comeback. If you don't pay this ransom, your private photos will be leaked. I've seen this so many times. Even at an email address like application@986themix.com, which is an address used specifically for application processing, where it goes to multiple people. it's similar to, let's say, contact@menvie.org, where it goes to multiple people. That was actually quite interesting when they sent these types of emails to management@986themix.com and application@986themix.com with a MP4 file, which is a form of audio and video, and it told us to pay this much in Bitcoin and or let your photos be leaked. And I called Herbie and I told him about such a thing, and he's like, oh, I wasn't worried about it. I figured, whatever. And we all know that the thing referenced, let's say, Facebook, Instagram, what have you, and that they hacked your account and this is what was going to happen. And I'm sitting there laughing because, like, well, you can hack management@986themix.com's Facebook because there is no account at management. And even if there is, it's, a shared email address. Or I love the fact that it, was sent to application, which probably isn't signed up for anything. And so, that's actually another good sign. Government agencies will not threaten via text or email. They'll send you a letter in the mail. And if you are scheduled to receive Braille letters, they will probably send you a Braille copy. Tech companies won't reach out to fix your computer. Well, this might not necessarily be true because we know that nowadays, in some circumstances, Apple has removed issues from your device, but it would be a global removal. It wouldn't just be, hey, you've got a problem, I removed it for you. They've talked about that in the past, where they have gone in and removed certain things from people's phones, but it was known that that's what they do. But in typical fashion, tech companies won't touch your phone. Curiosity, i.e., you won't believe this. This is the one thing that I just got today, and we will actually show you the text message we got. And it's actually funny that this actually came in right after I read the newsletter. I was doing something else and I heard a text message. When I came back, I couldn't believe what I heard. So we're going to hear that one in a moment. Is this a video of you with a malicious link? Breaking news. Huge celebrity scandal. Click here to see. Your friend tagged you in a crazy post. Be skeptical of sensational messages. Verify with the sender before clicking anything. Now, before we move on to item 4, let's show you the message I got this very morning, May 3rd. So I'm opening my phone now, and we're going to go into my messages, and we're going to open this one message right here, and this is what it says.
Messages, +1 448 203 0672. This news just dropped about you, and it's a gut punch. You need to read what's coming from our membership services team now. https://tap2go.co/biz. Click.
Tap2go.co. Huh. Interesting. Don't know anybody in the 448 area code. I definitely don't know what company you're even talking about.
Plus one, 448.
And
3-0-6-7-2. This news just dropped about the limited second punch. You need to read what's coming from our membership services team.
What membership services team? And it does say stop equals end. Now, if I were actually going to view this, I'm actually going to be smart and view such a thing in my browser using a VPN so that my location is changed. Because even though they text me at my number, I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of knowing my exact location. And I don't know if this is tap the number to go, or if this is T-O, I believe it's the number 2. But I just found that very funny that I got such a message at the very time that I read the newsletter, and I read it all the way through. After getting the Braille display hooked up to the phone, which I thought had already been done, we are now going to tell you what's going on with this particular website. The website is tapthenumber2go.com/FPIIZ. Okay, just what I wanted to read. tap2go.co. All right. Let's actually see what happens if I do go over there. I'm just going to go to the main website. Tap the number 2, go.co. Minimal UI. Shortener under construction. So how did they get this to even work? Oh, how nice. It's broken. Well, anyway, I highly doubt that actually works then. Nice try, guys. And I know that I'm going to have to do some editing on this file, which I've already done, but you can't fool me any. Maybe I'm just gonna have to not take a look at that. And yes, I'm double checking the website, and yes, that's exactly what I'm seeing. tap2go.co. Maybe somebody had an insider, or they manipulated it or something, because this website isn't even available. You can log in, but it says you can't do anything. Nice. Absolutely nice. Trust and authority. This is someone you know. They pretend to be someone you know. Someone from a bank. Someone you love. Or a boss. Hi, Mom. It's me. Can you send money? I broke my phone. That's the example they gave above. This is your boss. I need you to purchase gift cards for an office event. We detected suspicious activity in your account. Click to secure it now. There are actually ways you can get around that, because you could log into your bank for that one, and it'll show you anything. You can call the number, or if it is an actual email, it will come from a trusted short code you know for text, or a particular email address that comes from the domain of your bank. Create a secret passphrase with family members to verify each other's identity. Look for vague details. They don't know your name or email address. Maybe they've guessed on the email address, but they definitely may not know your name. Be wary of unusual or suspicious requests, especially when it comes to money or sensitive information. Number 5 is something we've seen way too often: excitement and greed. Hey, you've won a prize! Too good to be true scams prey on people to say that they, you know, won a prize or some reward or something to do with getting attention. How it works. Some of the bulleted items here are things like, congratulations, you won a free iPhone. Claim it now. I've seen those. Maybe people have gotten free iPhones. Maybe not. But if you didn't enter it, then don't go getting it, because chances are they'll want some sort of payment for shipping, and then you'll get absolutely zilch. You seem like a wonderful person. Tell me more about yourself. You know what I'd do if I were, you know, somebody in that situation? When I first got, you know, tell me about yourself, and I didn't know that this was an interview question, I told them they could learn more about me on my website. Because that seemed like a strange question to me. But it's different when it comes to interview processes versus a, you seem nice and a wonderful person, tell me more. And it's out of the blue, and you're not, you know, in a process where you need to tell anybody anything. These are two different situations here. You've been selected for an exclusive investment opportunity. We see this all the time. The Jared Reimer Network's Preston Gaylor has sent numerous emails where they claim that they saw your job resume on something like LinkedIn, Indeed, or other job board. And you can make, you know, so much an hour by doing inventory for Temu or another company, but yet they don't talk about the company that they are or provide any website to verify anything. And then chances are those types of things you would have to pay for, and it would just be a big mess. If you didn't enter, you didn't win. They don't ask for fees if you won a prize you entered. Be wary of strangers who persistently push something too good to be true or give you romantic feelings too quickly. Hey, I want to hang out with you and you're my new lover today type of thing. B, skeptical of exclusive offers sent randomly. So if you didn't get an offer that you didn't sign up for, like, let's say you shopped at nuts.com, which I have, because I wanted to see what they offered, and I bought some stuff from them. Now, let's say that you went ahead and bought stuff, so they send you offers. That's one thing. But if you all of a sudden got an offer from, let's say, the Jared Reimer Network of buy an hour, get another hour free, and you never did business, and you don't even know who we are, that's where I think they're going with this. You know, you could ask questions, and if we do verify what we're offering and you want to take us up with it, that's great. But sometimes with offers that are sent randomly, they don't really tell you who they are. They'll just tell you, click here, get, you know, 10% off or whatever the offer is, and, you know, you don't even know where you're going. So what I would say is, if you get an urgent text or phone call, they say you should stop and think and verify, and yes, you should. And you should do that with the people that you trust. So if a company claims that they're the Jared Reimer Network, and they're saying you can get 2 hours for the price of one, pick up the phone, call the Jared Reimer Network, and tell them what you're hearing. And I, Jared Reimer, will confirm whether I'm offering such a deal. Now, I may ask for a phone number that called you, because there are now two phone numbers that I will be calling you from. The first will be 804-442-6975. And the second will be 818-527-4754. And so that is where we are. This was written by Teresa Jarek, and there's information about her at the bottom of this article. Now, I did go through and talk about what is in this article, and you will be able to read this article word for word and read what they have to say, but I did change the names because it honestly doesn't matter who may call you, who may text you. Just telling the story in your own words and mentioning how this is in a Sans News Bites called Ouch is good. So also telling you that this could, even though it was a mother, it could be a grandmother or anybody that you may know. And I will just add this. With AI, it's now easy to duplicate our voice. So it's very important that if you are suspicious, that you pick up the phone and you call a number of value and check with them. You can also text the 804 number that I gave you above, which I'll give you again. If, let's say, you got something claiming to be from me or my company, and we can chat about it. We'll have the link to this newsletter in our show notes. So, until next time, I'm Jared Reimer saying thanks so much for listening. This newsletter comes out once a month, and we hope that you enjoy it. So long.